The so-called dodgy document scandal embroiling the Morrison government has reignited calls for a National Integrity Commission, and one that has some real teeth. The Prime Minister is being accused of interfering in an investigation into Energy Minister Angus Taylor by calling the New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller to ask about the case. The PM says Mick Fuller has made it clear there was no attempt to try to influence the police probe.
And Mick Fuller has said today in a doorstop interview, the Prime Minister didn't ask me any questions that were inappropriate. He didn't ask for anything that was inappropriate. And I'm comfortable with the discussion that we had over a few minutes.
That's Scott Morrison on his chat with the police chief after a strike force was established to investigate fraudulent travel figures used by Angus Taylor to launch a political attack on Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore. Centre Alliance MP Rebecca Sharkey has driven the crossbench push for an anti-corruption body at the federal level. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Cathy.
Now, why do you believe that the Angus Taylor saga reinforces the need for a robust National Integrity Commission?
Look, I think members of the crossbench have been calling for a very long time for a federal integrity commission, one that's well-funded and wide-ranging. And look, even in the 45th Parliament, the former member for Indi, Cathy McGowan, took a bill to the Parliament seeking a national integrity commission. It's about ensuring trust in our community. It's about actually trying to regain the trust of our community, and we believe that it's about being our best selves and that nobody is above the law.
Well, let's go to the Angus Taylor issue to hand. There are two issues, really, the doctored document and the Prime Minister's phone call. Can we start with the phone call? If we already had a Commonwealth Integrity Commission in place, would it be able to look at the PM's conversation with Mick Fuller? Would it meet the threshold for investigation?
Well, my understanding would be if parliamentarians are also included under the powers of a federal ICAC to be investigated, then the answer would be yes. In my calls and in calls from many members of the crossbench, we believe that parliamentarians should also be included. I think that the Prime Minister should release the transcript of the conversation. This goes to the integrity of the Parliament, and quite for me, as a member of the Parliament, to say that he's satisfied or that Mick Fuller is indeed satisfied with their conversation, it goes to a matter of propriety, and I believe that the Prime Minister should come to the Parliament and release the transcript, explain to the Parliament. I was in the Parliament yesterday when the Attorney-General presented a letter to the Speaker, which I think it was a rather extraordinary move. I understand the Prime Minister couldn't be there, but I think I would very much appreciate if the Prime Minister could come to the Parliament this morning.
The federal government itself is proposing a federal anti-corruption body that would require a criminal offence to first to have occurred, as I understand it. Given that, in terms of this kind of scenario with the phone call, does it set the bar too high, given that it's not necessarily illegal, but as you say, perhaps inappropriate?
Well, look, I think it needs to be wide-ranging. Obviously, we haven't seen what the government is planning with respect to an integrity commission. If we go back a few years, they said that there was no need for one. Now, at least we've moved them to a position where they're willing to present a bill to the Parliament. I very much appreciated Christian Porter offering the crossbench a briefing. I will certainly take that up, and I know that other members of the crossbench were keen to hear from the Attorney-General with respect to this. But it needs to be wide-ranging because not all matters necessarily are criminal in nature, but it's a question of whether they're appropriate. And if it's wide-ranging and if it's well-funded, we will have transparency as the key.
Is there a risk here, though, that you're conflating perhaps poor judgment by Scott Morrison to integrity?
Look, I think that in this case, given that on Monday the Parliament asked for, members of the Parliament asked for Angus Taylor to speak to the Parliament about what he knows about the the actual document and the document that he referred to in his letter to Clover Moore and to detail to the Parliament the circumstances around how he obtained that document, Angus Taylor did not accept that request. And now we've come to a point where we understand a conversation's been had between the Prime Minister and the Police Commissioner on the day that an investigation was announced. It then came to light that there is there has been some sort of relationship in the past, neighbours, bins going in and out between the Prime Minister and the Police Commissioner.
It depends on who you talk to there. But
absolutely.
I mean,
so that's the thing. We don't know.
The bottom line, though, is do you believe that Strikeforce Gerard is now compromised or tainted?
Well, I think if the Prime Minister releases his transcript, that will certainly shed some light on the conversation. And I think would, if the conversation is as the Prime Minister said, which I'm sure it is, would then provide that clarity and that confidence needed within the Parliament.
Could we go to Angus Taylor, who sparked the furore? He was trying, obviously, to score political points against the Sydney Lord Mayor and her campaigning on climate change. In doing so, he used a doctored document with grossly inflated travel figures. If we had a National Integrity Commission, would that be the investigating body rather than the police?
Look, potentially so. And you know, many would say that that would be the appropriate first step. I would agree with that. But at the moment, we don't have an integrity commission. We don't know from government what their timeline is at this point to actually have one operating, the parameters would be of that, how much funding it would even receive to investigate. We seem to be very slowly edging towards what many in the Parliament see as a very necessary instrument to ensure that we restore the trust and faith of the Australian community. And I would most certainly urge the government to quicken those steps.
Could we go to the Integrity Commission? The Attorney General Christian Porter restated yesterday that the hopes to have a draft bill for a National Integrity Commission released by early next year at the latest. It's been roundly criticised by the crossbenchers and several former judges. Will it do much to stamp out corruption in your view?
Well, I'd like to obviously see the bill in the first instance and then talk with many learned professionals, including many former judges around what needs to change in the bill, where they see flaws in the bill and where they see that the bill is justified.
Okay. Now to donations, the most likely area potentially ripe for corruption would be political donations. You've got a private members bill to bring in real-time disclosure of party donations and you want them disclosed within 5 working days. The current legal requirement is 18 months. How would that improve transparency?
Well, look, I think that it would certainly shape behaviour and provide knowledge to the community of exactly who is donating and how much and when. We have a system in Australia where if somebody had donated money on the 1st of July this year and it was perhaps, you know, 100, 200,000 or more, the Australian community, that information would not be public until not February 2020, but February 2021. It really makes a mockery, I think, of the whole donation disclosure system that we have at the moment. I would also like to see a reduction in the threshold. I'll be introducing a bill on Monday to reduce that down to $1,000. Centre Alliance believes in transparency. We believe that sunlight is the best disinfectant, and this place, the Parliament, and particularly the major parties, are awash with money, and I think that thwarts democracy.
Rebecca Sharkey, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
As the Centre Alliance MP, Rebecca Sharkey.